Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Yesterday, the SIU came out and they told us details into the investigation into state capture. Specifically at Eskom, more than 5,400 employees failed to declare conflicts of interest when they worked there. So what I mean by that is people already were employed by Eskom and then they had some kind of an interest with the service providers and they failed to declare that. Crazy, eh?
Yeah.
334 employees had a direct involvement in the companies that are suppliers there. Yeah, and you see, this may not seem like an issue, but generally what that does is it undermines the entire process of selection. It undermines the entire procurement process. And it undermines service delivery as well. Yeah. Because people don't deliver the best service knowing that I've got somebody on the inside, right? Their pricing may also be a bit high because they know how much room they used to play around with. Having said that, though, and I want us to be honest here, how many of you have worked in an organization and you've never tipped off a friend to say, hey, nice opportunity, la, Aji?
Oh, never have.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you always do.
Keep it a buck with me now.
No, you always do.
Mm.
I mean, why would I not tell you if you say to me, listen, I would love to do such and such, and I know there's an opportunity for that in the building that I'm working in, why wouldn't I tell you?
Mm.
I mean, it happens all the time, but I don't now parachute you or use my influence within. So I know a lot of sound engineers, a lot of people on radio, they're always, you know, jobs are scarce here. They always call me like, yo, let me know if there's something at Kaya, an opportunity. And if there is, I'll say, here's the opportunity. I'm not going to now come and also I've got my reputation on the line.
Yeah.
So there was one guy that Mac G once fired, right?
Yes, and the sound guy.
No. Another sound guy. The sound guy before the sound guy he fired.
Yeah.
And David Mashabela said that he's looking for an editor, etc. And then the guy comes to me and says, yo, please, I've submitted my CV. Please put in a good word for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's going to be very tricky because the last time I worked with you, this happened and you got fired and it was your fault. So I can't put my reputation on the line because if he gets employed, then the guy will say, yo, you brought this guy to me and you put in a good word for him.
Yeah. If he was exceptional, would you have put in a good word for
Definitely, because I can vouch for him.
But you see, then again, that is you trying to parachute someone.
Really?
Sometimes we forget that influence is not necessarily you sitting in the office of HR where you can make the decision. When you have the ability to talk to those in power and say, hey, this person is great and I feel they would be perfect in this particular position because this is my experience working with them, that's a form of parachuting. You are influencing that particular person being employed or not being employed.
Mundo, how do you feel about this?
I didn't see it like that.
I've done it before. Well, not parachuting, pardon me.
That's funny. Okay, tell your story and I'll tell you mine.
No, honestly, it's just the whole, if I hear that there's an opportunity, maybe at Kaya, before it would have been Y or any other radio station, I'll let people know because there's always somebody who would have sent an email and said, Mfundo, if something comes up, let me know. And generally, I encourage people that any job, if you want to be on radio, even if it's a receptionist job, whatever, take it once you're in. There's always a day where somebody's off and then you can just offer your services, voice this or that, and then they can hear your voice. So I always encourage any job on radio, take it.
I've made recommendations. I've parachuted. I've pulled strings.
Yeah.
Done it all.
I've done it all.
I've literally brought people into a building.
Yeah. If I think you are good and you're going to add substance to an organization and I have the ability to put in a good word or even maneuver, I will do it.
Yeah. Why?
Guys, gunzi malanga
banje. Guys, that's corruption.
That's not corruption. Let me tell you, it's nepotism, but it's not corruption.
Well,
corruption is if I went and I said, now, in exchange for this,
yes.
Now, that's corruption. This is just nepotism.
Or if the guy's not qualified. Well,
I mean, I'm 100% for nepotism. Getting jelly. Nepotism.
No, yeah, no, okay. That's wrong.
But wait, if we're saying nepotism is wrong, but this person that I'm bringing in is actually competent and can excel, is it still nepotism?
It's still nepotism.
Still is.
But I'm looking at it face on. I'm telling you it's nepotism. And put yeah, I don't regret it. So I'll do it again too.
Hi, guys.
Caesar is out there producing at the Grammys for Trevor Noah. So.
He lives
this thing.
Do it.
Yeah, I'll do it again too. I'm unashamed.
No, but what about those who don't have connections then? You go to school, you study hard, you've got all your qualifications. And if you don't have...
Life is tough. I'm not saying nepotism is right.
It's very discouraging.
But if you know me, life is discouraging. I never said life was fair.
No.
But mongazi mina, I be jam the gakla gym. As long as you qualify, in the gakla clean.
But in Fundo, they're listening to us right now, hey, and realizing that if I'm not close to Sizwe, I'm screwed.
No, we're being honest. They listen to us for the honesty.
What's the
now? When you put your show, you used to work in your father's company.
No,
were you qualified?
No, but I wasn't. I wasn't really necessarily getting a salary. I had
to help.
Yes,
but
at
you
home.
Worked.
But in Fundo,
even
with some companies, it's policy that when they're going to hire, they first look where?
Internally.
So you as a friend, if you look within your group and you find someone actually is qualified for the job opportunity that you know is available, why can't you then, you know, recommend to your inner circle first?
But we're going to have a problem because we're going to have young women who then decide to bring themselves within close proximity of certain men who can probably help them, because this is what
it happens all the time.
But
this,
also, why is it only? But why is it only? But the problem. But you see, what Umfundo is talking about, it says that we as women, when we are in positions to effect change, we do not effect change for our own gender. Therefore, that is why a young woman would feel the need to go align themselves with a man. Tina, we need to actually plant abafazi first. Forget the men.
If you have a female
that is good at what they're doing and you have the opportunity to parachute when a girl.
Mbogode, ginawe. Ginawe.
Morning, Mfundo. Nepotism is needed. It's always been there. There's nothing that you can do about it. The reason why some races get ahead is because of nepotism. But when it comes to black people, it's an issue. It is needed. It must be done.
Season the team. I do it all the time because even my friends do it for me all the time. All the time. Friends, family, I have a client. A year will not go by without fail. He'll say, hey Joe, Espanini, there's this opportunity. Can you do it? Or do you know anyone that can do it? Sizobonana phambili. We do that all the time. I've done it in the past. And even as we speak, somebody gave me an opportunity where they work because of my work. Mazisha, have a good day.
Voila.
Sizwe. Yeah, you can see it. You parachute to Ulo, Uma play.
Oh!
I can't see. So why are you exposing the guy or Fagi voice note yomganwake go play to?
Hey,
Maria Sibulala izolumntana uhamba kwatile la. Because akudlalwanga voice note yakhe and esiyithumele immediately kungena lengoma ka Casper. Eish, mara yes
so
tin.
That's funny.
Sorry.
No, I was just joking about that guy. We paid the voice note as well. But you know, some things I say in vain, some things I say in jest. But, you know, it's obviously not that big of a deal. What I think is an issue is if the nepotism now gets in the way and blocks people that are deserving of a job. See, now that's an issue. Or if you're asking for people to give you money in exchange for that nepotism, that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But really, if I know Saul and Saul's qualified, and I fast track him to the first line, and then he goes through the entire process and he gets through.
And I bring value.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
And I wouldn't call it parachuting. There's a guy who's currently employed in the company that I work in. An opportunity availed itself. We lost the technician. And then I told him there's an opportunity. He sent his EV. He got interviewed by the big boss in Cape Town because at that moment he was working in Cape Town. So he's working here. I didn't parachute. I didn't influence. I just told him, apply, my bruh. He applied. He's now here.
Sizwe, even tomorrow, I can actually plug in someone that really needs work and that deserves it. The fact remains that, I mean, if Donald Trump can plug in Ivanka, his daughter, in the White House, who are we to say no to plugging each other?
I'm 100% with Caesar on this one. I am in favor of nepotism and favoritism. People of non-color didn't make it where they are if it wasn't for that. So my late uncle was once mayor of COJ. Not even a young black guy. Bring your CV, let's see what can happen. Had he done something, I'd be working for the metro now. But hey, what can I say? I suppose about Betunji, sometimes it's just like that.
No, you see now, when Zagahleke, there your uncle did the right thing, right? Because now you're talking about public resources. You see? Shambege, if you had applied for the job, and even if you'd got it legitimately, because it's politics, they would have been used against him. So when it comes to public office, no. What we are talking about is in the private sector. If your father owns a company, mina ngining jelly, my kids will live a very comfortable life. I'm not going to play that. I'm definitely not going to play that.
That's why, like, people get surprised. You know, Black Coffee's got a son, right?
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, Fago Baba Ake is playing in Ibiza all over the world. I'm like, I do funa gale Joe's Butcher Alex. Meanwhile, the dad is Black Coffee playing in Ibiza. Please, make it make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I have no problem with this. I think, you know, we look at it from a racial point of view. My hands are eating the banana. It's a problem. But abelung basala ba yenza lento lamandi basala ba yenza lento. There's a manager where I work, and she's brought in so many people. And after 3-4 months, these people leave. And M17, once you bring in someone, you get a recruiter's fee of $3,000. Imagine. You know, so nah, man. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. So let's just do it, guys. If you know someone and you can plug them, plug them.
$3,000. I'm not going to give them $7,000.
Everybody think. Nena metric uzaw clean bavela space nifaka umuntu ungasebenziyo eke kwalo abantu bangasebenzi ndisebenza.
Yeah, and on a serious note, Philip, that's funny. It's funny. Watch me cook. No,
grab some popcorn. I'll give you a job.
On a serious note, right? So influence is meant to be used in a positive way. Even if you're a powerful person, you're meant to use that power to protect those that can't protect themselves. You're meant to use that influence to help those that can't help themselves. Where it becomes an issue, like I said, is if now you are further disenfranchising other people with that influence or the power. But generally, this is how we're going to get a more equitable, I guess, country and a world. Because those that have any gifts or favor bestowed upon them, it is incumbent upon those people to then pass that on to other people.
And also, this mentality needs to stop where someone in a group of friends or even in a family wants to be the only one empowered and then is not using their influence to empower everybody else. Because the day comes when you fall, when you've influenced everybody else around you and empowered them, now you've got a network to fall back on, even you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.